My mom has had multiple sclerosis all my life. Decades of the disease have taken their toll, and now mom can no longer take care of herself. Her poor memory and confusion with even simple tasks have left mom 100% dependent on others. Last year, my dad got overwhelmed managing mom's care, even with home helpers. Fortunately, we found a godsend, an adult day health care center mom can attend 5 days a week. Some people confuse ADHD with senior bingo. Not even close. My mom is like thousands of ADHD clients getting medically supervised daytime care. For most participants, the next stop is a nursing home. Centers have nurses, physical therapists, and even offer daily wheelchair-friendly transportation. For many families, ADHD is the only way the family caregiver can hold down a job. And you don't have to be poor to attend ADHD. It's a largely affordable option, maybe the only one, for middle-income families. For clients on Medi-Cal, the state reimburses at $37 a day, and this subsidy has helped centers stay open until now. This summer, the governor vetoed funds for ADHD. Not a cutback, the whole program will go. By December, centers are supposed to transition clients to other services. Sadly, there are no equivalent services. One suggested alternative, in-home supportive services, serves only the poor, lacks medically licensed workers, and offers mostly intermittent hours. ADHD was created to save money by keeping people out of nursing homes. Compare their $37 a day rate with around $350 a day for a nursing home. And you know, nobody wants to go to a nursing home except as a last resort. Have we become a society that lacks both compassion for our most vulnerable and common sense about how to balance a budget? Eliminating ADHD sure makes me wonder. With a perspective, I'm Tammy Pilisek.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.